bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Live in Word with Pastor Mensah Otterbill. And now, today's word.
Well, December is also the month of Christmas, and as you know, we spend time to celebrate Christmas in this church and to also focus our attention on the Lord Jesus Christ. And because Jesus is the focus of Christmas, this month we are focusing on Him. Last week I started, and I will continue this week. Last week we considered Christ the bread of life. And today we focus on Christ the light of the world. Christ the light of the world. And as we consider Christmas and we think of all the lights that people string out in their homes, I hope you have some lights in your home. And around the streets and in your shops, remember when you see all those lights that the reason we have the lights is because Jesus is the light of the world. The light of the world has come into our world. Our main text is from John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 12. John's Gospel, chapter 8, and verse number 12. And we read these words. Then Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. These words of Jesus Christ were spoken during the Feast of Tabernacles. That is what the Bible historians tell us. And it was spoken in the temple in Jerusalem, around a place in the temple called the Treasury. And it is in this place that Jesus spoke these words. Because if you look at verse 20 of John chapter 18, it says, these words Jesus spoke in the Treasury as he taught in the temple. So Jesus uttered these words in the treasury of the temple. And the reason why this is important is that place that is called the treasury, that's where the offerings were taken to in the temple, had two massive gold stands or lampstands. And the lampstands had lamps on them, a lot of lights. And during the Feast of Tabernacles, these two big lamps were lit during or after the evening sacrifice. And it is said that when the lights were lit, remember the temple was on a hill, it will literally brighten the whole of the city of Jerusalem. And the reason why they lit those lamps during the Feast of Tabernacles was to remember the light that God provided for Israel when they were in the wilderness. Because the Feast of Tabernacles celebrates God leading Israel through the wilderness. Remember, at that time they were living in tents and moving from place to place. And that's what the Feast of Tabernacles honors. And during that time, the Bible says there was a pillar of fire that led them. So in the Feast of Tabernacles, they will light up these lamps to show the light of God that led them. It is against this background, Jesus standing there with those lights showing that Jesus says, I am the light of the world. In other words, it's great that you had the pillar of fire in the wilderness, but the true light has come to you, and I am the light of the world. So this statement of Jesus was very dramatically spoken at the right time in the right context. So let's do a little definition of what light is, and then what it represents, And then we will look at what darkness is and what it represents, and then we'll take it from there. So let's define light. What is light? Generally speaking, light is illumination or brightness from an energy source. Light is always produced from some form of energy. It could be fire, or it could be a chemical reaction, but there has to be some form of energy that produces the light. And whenever we see light, we always want to find out the source of the light. So if, for example, you are in your home and you see light somewhere, someplace that is bright, you always want to go around and find, where is the light coming from? Where is the light coming from? Because wherever there is a light, there is a source that is producing the light. Light doesn't produce itself. It is produced from a source. And on our planet, the major source of light on our planet, as you know, is the sun. And the sun shines and gives us light in the daytime. In the night, we imitate the sun by lighting up our bulbs to light up our place. So light has a source. In the Bible, light is used to represent several ideas, and I will just talk about three of them. First, light is used to represent goodness. When we say, when we talk about light, we are talking about things that are good. Good works, doing the works of God. So light begins from God himself and his attributes. In the book of Genesis, that is one of the first things we see God introducing when he revealed himself. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So light has to do with God's work of goodness. Secondly, light has to do with life, being connected to God, having vitality, being energized, bringing things to life. So normally when you read the Bible and you see references to light, there's something good is being talked about, or life is being talked about. And thirdly, light has to do with knowledge, the ability to rightly appreciate God's works. Knowledge is not just having information, it is the ability to recognize God's work, the ability to be able to tell the difference between things. When God created the light, he saw that the light was different from the darkness, and he separated them and named them differently. That is knowledge, the ability to distinguish between things. So, knowledge helps us to create distinctions. So, when Jesus says, "I am the light of the world," these ideas would be implied in what he said. That means everything good from the world comes from me. He also says, if you want life, I am the life, because light is life. And I am the true source of knowledge. If you want to know the truth, I am the truth. So Jesus says, I'm the light of the world. But by saying that he's the light of the world, Jesus also said that he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. In other words, Jesus as light is contrasted from darkness. He's different from darkness. He's sinfulness, doing evil works. Light is about godliness, doing the work of God. Darkness is sinfulness, doing evil works. Secondly, darkness also is used to refer to death, loss of our being and our vitality. Disconnection from God creates death, and that's darkness. And darkness is also used for ignorance, unable to appreciate the work of God. So, Jesus, the light of the world, he says, if you follow him, you will not walk in darkness. Darkness is in the world, and following Jesus helps us not to walk in darkness. And the reason why Jesus says he's the light of the world and we must follow him is because our whole world lies in darkness. This whole world lies in darkness. Just as the whole earth was in darkness before God said, let there be light. Darkness is the natural state of the earth. If you leave the earth to itself, it will be dark. The only thing that makes the earth different is the presence of God who brings light. So when we live our lives naturally and do things as we want, it's in darkness. The only time there is a difference is when God comes on the scene. He brings light to our world. Our whole world lies in darkness. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 to 18. Ephesians 4, 17 to 18 says, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, and because of the blindness of their heart. That description is a very, very unpalatable description, but it's describing the world as it is. Our world that seems so sophisticated lies in darkness. And there are four manifestations of that darkness. The first one is alienation from God. Alienation from God. This is where darkness starts from, when mankind is far away from God, chooses to disobey God and to deny him. And more we see in our world people willfully choosing to be alienated from God. More and more we are seeing people who are pushing God away. Sadly, sometimes even in the church, God is being pushed away. We have come to believe in men of God more than the God of the men. We believe in the word of our pastor more than the word of God. God is gradually being pushed away even from the church. Governments are pushing God away. They only use his name just for gaining some favor. But truly, there is alienation from God. The darkness of this world is alienation from God. When you go to the so-called developed world, so-called sophisticated societies who cannot deal with the virus, by the way. You go to Europe, you go to America, you go to all these countries, God is being pushed away. Go to China, go to Russia, God is being pushed away. The first form of darkness is when we push God away. We are alienated from him. That results in something that Ephesians talks about. It results in blindness of heart. When we turn away from God, we are unable to sense his presence. And we are unable to sense his presence so much so that if God stood in front of us, dressed in bright red, we wouldn't see him. If God showed up in the skies and said, hey, I'm God, we will still say, oh, it's a satellite. People say, oh, if God would do something, the whole world would believe. No, blindness of heart doesn't make you recognize things even when they are right in front of you. Doesn't it happen to us all the time? You say, oh, if you really do this, people will really believe in you. You do it and nobody believes. Because belief is a choice. Belief is a choice. And so when we have blindness of heart, God's hand will be at work, but we will deny it. We will give the glory to something else. We'll give it to science. We'll give it to the moon. We'll give it to somebody else. But blindness of heart doesn't make us recognize God. And our world lies in darkness. It is alienated from God. It is blind of heart. And the third thing that the passage talks about is darkened understanding. Darkened understanding is when we pervert knowledge. Instead of knowledge leading us to God, we are using knowledge to run away from God. It's amazing the kind of knowledge our world is developing. The technology, artificial intelligence. But if you watch each one of them, it is designed to take us away from God. The more knowledgeable the world is becoming, the more it is declaring independence from God. And that's why Jesus said the whole world is in darkness. And he is the light. And darkened understanding leads to a fourth condition. Futility of mind. Futility of mind is when you think you are so smart, but you are not. When you think you know everything, but you don't.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otterbeil, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otterbeil. Email otterbeil@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.